we decided to go ahead and start, while keeping really good records, obviously, trying to mix some genetics from different drainages. If, you know, we have the last couple frogs from a certain drainage and we don't want to get them too inbred. So Bolton Springs, one of our frogs here in the Runarium, is a really good example of that. Randy Jennings quite literally caught the last two frogs out, and it was a male and a female. We thought we were golden, but it turns out we think that the male is infertile or something's not compatible. We're getting really nice egg masses, but they're not fertilized. So this fall, we're going to be crossing them. The female is going to have some males from one drainage over in Moreno Springs. We're going to breed them together in the Runarium this year. And then we'll put the male with females as well, and we'll just see what happens.
And the reason that there's some hesitation about doing that is because you said you haven't gotten the genetics all sorted out yet?
Correct. Yeah, we have a kind of an idea based on, you know, some telemetry work that's been done of how far the frogs can move. So we figure within 5 miles they can travel overland, if it's 3 miles overland and 5 miles down the drainage. So with that in mind, we figure if they're within a couple miles of each other, chances are they may at least have the ability to breed, interbreed. So we're comfortable with them breeding in a captive situation. So
good luck, frogs. Thank you.